Item number six, from the Director of Child Support Services, requesting authorization to execute Children First contracts with United Migrant Opportunity Services, Center for Veterans Issues, and My Father's House for the provision of employment assistance for unemployed or underemployed payers who are court-ordered into the Children First program.
Very good. Mr. Sullivan.
Yes, Chairman, members of the committee. The Children First contract is a state-run jobs program, essentially, where when we have somebody who is in the family court, who we've established paternity and a child support order, and they're unemployed and don't have a means by which they can pay, then the family court can assign that person to Children First. And there's the state provides about $400 in funding over 12 weeks. It's kind of a de minimis kind of program, but it's supposed to get people into a position where they're going to be able to go out and look for work, contribute, and be able to pay their child support order. In the past contract on this, we had UMOS on the south side, and we had CVI on the north side, sort of downtown. We're very pleased that My Father's House, which is up on Good Hope Road, across from the E-Line soccer fields, that gives us a greater geographic coverage there. And I think it's going to be easier for participants to be able to access one of those different areas. And this is, so it's not a continuation, it's actually a new contract, but UMOS and CVI will remain consistent. And My Father's House is our new addition.
Very good. Thank you. Committee. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. And looking here again, and you mentioned in your verbal comments, too, these are fully state-funded contracts for those groups. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah. And then so there are no direct costs to us. Obviously, that's in your comments, too. And are there some possible savings in the anticipated revenues? And would we get that then?
No, we don't bring in revenue on this particular contract, Supervisor. We're the operator of what is essentially a state program. And so we are, if you're UMOS and you're doing job training for this individual and tracking them over a course of a 12-week period, UMOS will be paid up to $400 for those services that they provide. It's a lot of service to provide for $400. But the hope for Milwaukee County and for the families of these individuals is that we get them into jobs. Because if they're working, then there's much more likelihood, at least from the perspective of the agency that I run, that they're meeting their child support obligations, and their families hope they do too.
Thank you. And I guess I understood that because they're the ones doing the work, and there's no direct cost to Milwaukee County, however.
No, that's correct.
Okay.
I move approval.
Thank you. Anybody else? If not, we've got a motion for approval. Madam Clerk, please call a roll.
Supervisors Johnson.
Aye.
Schmitz.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Very good.